I approach it obliquely, and examine the label first. Julia Plummer, it says. Marcus in the Mirror, 1997. Cibachrome print. There's nothing else, no biographical information, and I'm glad. I allow myself to look up at the picture. It's of a man. He looks about 20. He's naked, shot from the waist up, looking at his reflection. The image in front of him is in focus, but he isn't, and his face is thin. His eyes are narrowed, and his mouth hangs slightly open, as if he's about to speak or sigh. There's something melancholy in the photograph. But what you can't see is that up until the moment before it was taken, the guy in it, Marcus, had been laughing. He'd spent the afternoon in bed with his girlfriend, someone he was in love with as much as she was with him. They'd been reading to each other. Isherwood's Goodbye to Berlin, or maybe Gatsby, which she'd read and he hadn't, and eating ice cream from the tub. They were warm, they were happy, they were safe. A radio was playing rhythm and blues in their bedroom across the hall, and in the shot his mouth is open because his girlfriend, the woman taking the shot, was humming along and he was about to join in. Originally the picture had been different. The girlfriend was in the frame, reflected in the mirror just over the man's shoulder, her camera raised to her eye. She was naked, blurred, out of focus. It was a portrait of the two of them, back when photographs taken in mirrors were still unusual. I'd liked the shot like that, preferred it, almost. But at some point, I don't remember when exactly, but certainly before I first exhibited it, I changed my mind. I decided it looked better without me in it. I took myself out of the picture. I regret it now. It was dishonest of me. The first time I used my art to lie. And I want to tell Marcus I'm sorry. For everything. I'm sorry for following him to Berlin. And for leaving him there, alone in that photograph. And for not being the person he thought I was. Even after all this time, I'm still sorry. It's a long time before I turn away from my picture. I don't take portraits like that anymore. It's families now. Connor's friends, sitting with their parents and younger siblings. Jobs I pick up at the school gate. Pin money. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I put my best effort into it. I have a reputation. I'm good. People will invite me to their children's parties to take shots of the guests, to be emailed as souvenirs. I've even taken the pictures at a kid's party arranged to raise money for the hospital Hugh works at. I enjoy it, but the skill is technical. It's not the same as making portraits like this one. It's not art, for want of a better word. And sometimes I miss making art. I wonder if I still could. Whether I still have the eye, the instinct to know when exactly to trip the shutter, the decisive moment. It's been a long time since I really tried. Hugh thinks I should get back into it. Connor's older now, he's starting to live his own life. Because of his difficult start, we both threw ourselves into looking after him, but he needs us less than he once did. There's more space for me now. I look briefly at the other pictures on the walls. Maybe I will, soon. I could concentrate a little more on my career, and still look after Connor, it's possible. I go downstairs to wait for Adrienne. Originally she'd wanted to come with me, to see the exhibition, but I'd told her no, I wanted to see the picture alone. She hadn't minded.
"I'll just meet you in the cafe," she said. "Maybe we can grab a bite to eat."
She's early, sitting at a table by the window with a glass of white wine. She stands up as I approach and we hug. She's already talking as we sit.
"How was it?"
I pull my chair under the table. "A bit weird, to be honest." Adrienne has already ordered a bottle of sparkling water for me and I pour a glass. It doesn't feel...